Welcome to The Awareness Space, the mental and emotional health podcast, exploring human experience. I'm Owen Morgan, a self-awareness and well-being coach. I focus my approach on self-awareness, self-compassion, polyvagal theory, and acceptance and commitment therapy. With a trauma-informed approach and a collaborative nature with my clients, transformation can take place. We unpack all of this and more on this podcast. We dive into how cultivating compassion, safety, and non-judgment can create a steady, resilient, and thriving life. We dive into conversations on all things trauma recovery, consciousness, the nervous system, and psychology. We invite well-being advocates, therapists, and those with recovery stories to share this space and inspire hope for others. Enjoy the one-to-one conversations and the panel shows as we enter the awareness space. So today we're talking stress, and the video, well, all the videos on the YouTube channel actually have inspired this episode because stress being such a common denominating issue for a lot of us out there. So there's links to our YouTube channel below for any videos that you want to see. We noticed that a few of the questions coming up, they're all quite similar, you know, self-care tips. So we're just going to keep diving into this because I really like the idea of just really breaking down the experiences we have, the techniques we can use, and why it may be happening. So let's keep going with this. So quite often, because I've spent the last couple of years on my mindfulness journey through my partner, who's a mindfulness teacher, about how sometimes it's not even really about the experience, it's about how you're reacting to that experience. And that can shift and change over your lifetime as well. Could be the same experience for you again, but the place that you're in, you react differently again. So it's never black and white. It's never, this happens to you, this is a response. Because it depends on where you are in your life in that moment when something comes along that may be perceived as a bad experience. A lot of it's perception based. So Steve, I know you've got your mindfulness background too. So, and I know for you, Daryl, you're all about the present moment. So Steve, with your work, does that play a part in how you work with your clients? Is kind of that how we react to something rather than the actual event?
Yeah, generally it's just getting into the core of what's going on for the person. And I'll often say to them, just find some new techniques. I don't know if we're moving on to the next question yet. Is this part of the same question?
Let's just flow all these questions together now because they all come in tidy up, nice little bow, I think.
I think for me, there's three key things, right? We talk about stress, and you spoke a lot earlier on about your journey where you was doing marathons, you were staying fit. However, something in the body was still not working. So something else was playing out. And I think from all my work, there's three key areas. There's exercise, which we know can really help. There's getting your eating reasonable. That's got to be perfect, but look at the food and the day-to-day items that you're taking into your body and getting the mind right and staying out of the head, learning to be more present. If you can get those three things right, your life would be pretty cool. But it is a challenge on every step. But when you can find the right people, the right guidance, and a lot of it can come off this, because I'm hearing some wonderful things coming out from both of yourselves. And people can learn things. And when they learn to get those three areas of their lives right, things should start to work really well, and less stress.
Yeah, those are some fantastic tips there. And a lot of what you're talking about there is a part of that Maslow needs thing as well, because it's lots of self-care in there as well, and that kind of thing. So Daryl, your present moment stuff, because I literally watched a video with you this morning when I woke up, you talking about the present moment. So I'm sure it's very relevant today.
As I've touched on, it's so important to live in that present moment. And why that's important is, think about it. If you're stressed, you're either in the future or in the past. In your mind, you're either focused on things in the future, things that you got fear around, things that you don't want to happen or that you're worried will happen, or in the past with past pains and fears and difficulties holding you back, pain from the past holding you back. When you're truly in the present, there is no suffering. Think about it. When you're in that present moment. Now, we've all experienced it, the present moment. Maybe you have to really think about it, but each day at some point we'll experience that present moment. It could be that time where you're spending a little bit of time with your kids, you're playing, or you're out for a walk with a dog, you're having a deep conversation, a wonderful, fun conversation with someone close to you. You're doing an activity, a sport, an exercise that is, you're just in the moment, you're loving it, or you're just really, you're occupied by it, you just embraced it, you're fully into it. There's no stress. So it's about living more and more in the moment. Now, it's really important as humans, we gotta, especially for myself, we gotta have a big vision for the future, something to drive you forward, but not being attached to it. That's the key. Don't be attached to the past or the future in any negative way. I have that vision driving me forward. There's flexibility around how I get there, though, and it's there to kind of inspire me and bring me forward. But it's what I do day to day that leads towards that, that I really love, and where the joy is. And when I'm in that and doing that, there's peace, there's joy, there's happiness, there's fulfillment. There's no stress. There's just love. And when that's connected to also then not with your past you're not attached to, there's no fears and pains you're dragging from the past, like a backpack you're carrying. If it's heavy, think about it. The more you carry, the more weight. But if you take that off, let that free, how light will you feel? And if you're excited for the future but not attached to by any particular outcome, you're just excited to get moving forward towards it, and you're enjoying the process of creating and doing the things and showing up and being you, creating that vision that's connected to you. So you're in flow, doing things towards that. You're in the moment and you're loving life. So focus on creating a life that is one you love, where you are truly in the moment more than not, where you truly flow and live for the journey. Life is all about the journey. When you understand that on a deep level, because there's knowing things and then there's knowing things, isn't there? So when you really know what that's saying and you feel that and you understand that on a core level, everything changes. Set yourself up for a life you love. Create a vision that inspires you and drives you forward. Find peace and love for the past. Embrace every moment. Accept that everything happens for a reason. Everything was an opportunity and it got you to where you are now. And move forward with love in your heart and create a life based on that. And enjoy each moment creating it and stepping forward. It's all about living in the moment. So live in the moment, guys.
That's really powerful what you said there about, you know, stress doesn't necessarily exist in the moment. I hope that's really useful for the listeners, because that's something that people never probably hadn't thought about before as being, you know, part of the lifelong experience that we go through. And sometimes some of the hardest things for us is to give back to ourselves when we feel we don't deserve it because we haven't made our life work yet. So my life isn't working yet, so I can't really give myself time out or love or get myself something nice. Because we're in that kind of, but I need to do more. Once I get here, then I can rest. Once I get here, I can give back to myself. But you can't live that way. It's just going to end. You're just never going to be present like that. And I always make sure I take time out with, you know, if I'm with my stepson, I make sure I give all of me to him. So in that moment, we just play and we have an absolutely amazing time while we do it. Rather than getting too hooked into, right, I'm going to play with him, but I'm really aware that I need to go and edit that video later. I need to mean that this is his time and my moment to edit will come later and I'll enjoy it then. And I always make sure I take time out with my partner as well. We're both crazy busy, but we always make sure on a Saturday night, we sit down, we have something naughty to eat, and we will watch not super trashy stuff, but just something that's really light, maybe a property program, just something that's just a little bit for each other to make sure we connect. And we don't get too hooked into trying to make our life work as a family. It's so, so important to give back to yourself whenever you can. So, like, you guys know a lot more about this than I do. I'm just coming from a personal experience perspective.
Can we just chuck a couple of little simple exercises in?
Yes, please.
So yesterday I gave a talk to 60-odd ladies in a women's institute. It was different. It was different. I did ask them if there was anything that they didn't like me saying. Please take the stuff out of the tins before they threw it at me. But there's two quick exercises that I found. People often say when something's starting to get on top of you, count from 1 to 10 before you react. And what I found is if you flip that round and count from 8 back to 1, it occupies the mind in a slightly different one, a different way. So you take a step back, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and take that deep breath and then carry on, right? It gives you that little bit of respite out of the fight and flight that we've talked about so often. The other one is, I say to people, I'm going to teach you the quickest thing, the best thing, the easiest thing you've ever done. but it'll also be the hardest. And it is your breath. Now, there's lots of different types of breathing, especially people who do yoga. But if you think about breathing in through the nose for four, and you use it like a beat with music, in, two, three, four, and breathe out through the mouth, two, three, four. Now, they say if you do that for a couple of days, and you're aware of it, and trust me, you won't, because by the time you've spent 10 minutes after listening to this, you will have stopped doing that type of breathing, because we all shadow breathe. So just practice the breathing. The frequency of the lungs goes on to a new vibration. The organs in the body will start to vibrate in coherence with the lungs, and some form of healing will start to happen in the body. Now, that's something I've been looking into lately, and it really works. But it does take a bit of practice, and breathing is the thing that keeps us here. You can't eat, you can't exercise, you can't think if you're not breathing. So yes, it is the most important thing we do. And when you learn to use it properly, we do as babies, we stop doing it as we grow older. And breathing can be a big, big player in reducing stress. And it's simple, it's free. And all you need to do is practice it a little bit, and you will feel less stressed.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds too simple, but it's our main, our core, our primal thing that we need to do, otherwise we don't exist. And I have to say that, like, the 3-minute breathing space is what changed a lot for me when that came into my life. And I realized that at any time, if I can just take out a 3-minute breathing space, could be in the car, could be at work on my break. And I just come into, maybe I might follow my breath. And sometimes I might just come into my body, maybe come into an area of the body that, and just really focus on that. Doesn't necessarily always have to be breath based, but the 3-minute breathing space for me, taking time out and follow my breath for 3 minutes and just let my thoughts do what they want to do, let them flow in and out, but not get too hooked into it. Just keep coming back to my body, back to my breath. Really allowed I have to say cognitively afterwards, I was like, wow, okay. My brain feels a lot more like it's switched on, if that makes sense. It's not so cloudy now. And I always think about it this way, is that you can't really problem solve if you're in fight and flight, really. Your body's problem solving because it's like, run, run, run. But you can't problem solve on a cognitive level properly, really coherently, and fix a problem if you're in fight and flight and you're stressed out. So if you can take some time out and have that 3-minute breathing space, you may be able to come back to a task you were just doing with a lot more cognitive awareness to be actually able to problem solve something. And that's why in the workplaces, in the corporate sector, 3-minute breathing spaces would be so powerful. They can have a breakout room that they can go to, do 3-minute breathing space, come back to their desks. I'm sure productivity would just go through the roof, and it will be done with a lot more positive energy too, rather than coming from this place of, oh God, oh God. So 3-minute breathing space for me is like the main tip for me. So Darryl, what do you, if you're working with your clients, even for yourself, what are a few techniques or tips that you tend to work with?
Finding things that help bring you more into the present and keep you in that moment where you find your true flow state. We all have moments. And often when you're doing an activity you love, having a conversation with someone you really connect to, with your children, spending time, going to the movies, there's lots of different things we do that make us feel like we're in the moment. So it's finding things that fit into your daily life, likely already there, but expanding on those and really utilizing that to bring awareness so you can live in the present more. And the more and more you do it, the more and more it'll happen. You know, you bring it into your awareness and opportunities, and your ability to transform it will come into play. So just bringing things in, there's lots of mindfulness techniques and things you can listen to online, and meditations, journaling, lots of different things we can process, like say dealing with the past or anxiety for the future, where you get that balance. And like I said, the key is having that in the moment. You can't be stressed. So if you've got stress, it's because either you're worrying about something that has already happened or something that's going to happen. So deal with the problem at the core, and you can shift everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you. It's really good to go over that again, because it's, yeah, super useful. I'm sure a lot of people didn't realize that was a thing. So that's helpful in itself. And I kind of want to finish up today, something we've not really talked about here. It will come up lots of times in our shows, which is co-regulation. So co-regulation being, you know, your time with other people and how you interact with other people, maybe family members, friends, work colleagues. But I always find, like with me, like with stress and stuff, that it's really hard to sort of deal with stress by yourself. And sometimes it's really, really useful to share your experience of that with someone you know. And I don't mean like open up to them, talk about all your stuff. I mean, just tell someone you're stressed out, and maybe they can give you some advice perhaps about that. It doesn't have to be a therapeutic type thing. It's more of a kind of, you know, problem shared is, no, hang on, problem halved, problem shared? You know what I mean. Not very good with the taglines today. But yeah, I just think it's so important for that co-regulation, because if you're really stressed at work and you're having problems, say, with your boss and the pressure, and you can't co-regulate with anybody at work because they know the boss, obviously that's not the right place to do it. Maybe sharing some information with a friend that's maybe been in the same industry as you, like how did they cope with the workload, and get a few tips from them, very specific tips about your work or very specific tips about your relationship. And it's really important to have people you can reach out to just to talk about, you know, how stressed you're feeling. And there's no shame in that. It's okay to not be okay and all that kind of stuff. I just think co-regulation is absolutely huge. And, you know, I'm aware of it at times in my life where I've not really had many people really, not really had many people I can go to. And I felt like the whole world was on top of me just because I wasn't able to have someone support me along the way, even if it's just like, yeah, taking you out for a meal or going to the cinema, because they're the kind of friends that go, it's all right, mate, look, let's go down to the pub and have a drink, and let's do a quiz or something, stuff that you wouldn't think to do if you didn't ask somebody for help or let somebody know that you're struggling. They're likely to come up with a really awesome on the spot present moment idea that you can go through. And even something like Darren mentioned about journaling or mindful drawing, you know, that's huge now, the mindful drawing in for adults books. You may not think about that until a friend says, oh, I've been doing this really cool book and it really helps me. And you're like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll give that a go. Honestly, like, talking to people about it is really, really useful and really helpful. There's no shame in it whatsoever. So I think that's a big one. So thank you so much today again, guys, for being with me on this one. I'm really, really enjoying what we're doing here with this show. And it's a really nice addition to the Man Cove Wellbeing YouTube channel too.
Can I just add something in, Owen, before we wrap up? I'm quite aware that we've been talking a lot about staying present, and if we can stay in that moment, how stress really can't exist for us. And I'm sure a lot of people live in saying, that's easy to say, how the heck do you do it? But it's really finding a lot of the things you've just been talking about, mindfulness, colouring, drawing, whatever it is, or finding an exercise or a technique that starts to work for you, and practice it daily. Because what will happen is something in the mind will just switch over. It's almost like you're flicking a switch inside, and suddenly a lot of the psychobabble that's going on inside the mind will just drop away. And you'll start to find a silence, a peacefulness inside yourself that you can start to move forward in life with. And once you've got hold of it, you're never going to let it go. But it's not something that you're just going to do, oh, I'll go to bed tonight and I think tomorrow I'll get up and be present. Is something you need to work at. It took me a little while to get it. Actually, it doesn't take a long time. It took me 2.5 weeks of doing a particular exercise that worked for me. And suddenly the mind went quiet. And then I liked that. So I want more of that. And that's what I started to practice from. So for those who are listening, thinking, well, it's great to talk about. It can happen. It can happen quicker for some than others. But you just need to find what works for you and stick with it and go with it. And you'll find that switch will go over.
Yeah, so it's a daily practice thing. I'm glad you said that. We've not really mentioned that about continuing with that daily practice, and it may not be easy to begin with, but it will kick in. So yeah, thank you for adding that in. That's brilliant, because it's easy for me to sit here and go, 3-minute breathing space, change my life, you know, check it out. Because sometimes it's not comfortable to follow your breath if you've, say, had trauma at some point in your life. So that's why I like the mindful books and like the Headspace apps and stuff, all the apps out there are really useful. At least they can guide you through it. Sometimes if you're meditating, it's nice to be guided rather than, say, doing it solo. But sometimes that's the next level up. But like you said, finding something else. That one of my friends who's a physio, she runs a physio clinic, really intense work, and her son has ADHD and various other things. Golf's hers, so she'll go and play golf, and it makes her so present and fresh air and moving. And it's like her self-care meditative practice that she does every single week. So sometimes it can be as obvious as that, going to have a round of golf. And it allows you to, like you said, clear your space in your mind. And that actually becomes quite an enjoyable experience. You don't realize how much better you can feel until you feel better. It's just trying to get there to begin with. It's the hard part. So that's amazing. Anything else, Daryl, you'd like to add before we go?
Yeah, that's just great what Steve said. It's very, very important to kind of be aware of that. And like you say, the change in the moment and shifting things and bringing that awareness to the present moment is often gives you an opportunity then to discover what is holding you back. So when you're in journaling or meditating, it's often a chance then to find out, because often we don't have time or we don't really think about it, but things will come up and there'll be things that you're not at peace with in your life, whether it be past or you're scared of the future, and then you'll be able to be more aware of them and deal with them. Because until you actually deal with a lot of the things that hold you back or that you're scared of that could happen in the future, you won't be completely at peace. So it's just making a life balanced right for you so you can flow.
Yeah, that's really good. It's kind of the lifestyle side of it as well. As like, I know we talk a lot about being present and try not to get too hooked up in past and the future, but sometimes your stress could be caused by a certain thing, which is could that thing could be sorted by changing something else. So if you're really struggling to make money or to earn the right kind of money, you can then reflect on, okay, so what's stopping me from earning more money? Because sometimes it's the bit that's stopping you making money that's causing the money problem. And if you can sort of work on that, then it can really shift what's happening with the money itself. So I kind of hope that makes sense. Because sometimes, you know, if there's certain jobs you're not going for because you're going through something at the moment, and maybe a certain job you feel might be like a bit triggering for you, so you don't apply, but that job could change everything for you. So maybe it's worth approaching, what is it that's stopping the job applying for the job? And that's when, of course, you contact Daryl or Steve, who will be able to help you with whatever's going on there for you. Because I find that as a self-employed person, sometimes I need to go back into employment, and it's shifting from a self-employment mindset to a employment mindset. That's the overarching issue, not the problem with money. It's that shifting across. And if I can find that to be more flowing, the money problem starts to go away because it just flows really nicely. So I always think that's a good way to approach things as well. So thank you very much for today, guys. It's been brilliant. Next week, we're actually going to be talking about depression, and then we will do a whole episode on anxiety as well at some point too. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next time. Have a wonderful day and take care of you. Are you wanting to learn how self-awareness and self-compassion can help transform your life? As a self-awareness and well-being coach, my passion is supporting people to explore how self-awareness, self-compassion, and understanding their body and mind can boost their well-being and improve their life as a whole. My mission is to share what I have learned and support people to cultivate inner peace, steadiness, and connection. I used to feel lonely, unworthy, anxious, disconnected, and stuck in my life. I want to hold a space for you to explore your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and reactions. Working with you to unpack what holds you back or shuts you down. Let's begin to cultivate self-awareness and an understanding of your experience of life. We want to set in motion the shift towards peace, self-love, and a deep sense of belief in who you are and what you need. If you are feeling lost, disconnected, or without a sense of direction or hope, then I'm here to welcome you to your awareness space. It is time to free yourself of the programs and patterns that drive your life. For more of my well-being coaching, visit www.theawarenessspace.com. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope it has been of value. Please do subscribe and click follow on whichever platform you listen on. I have well-being courses, coaching services, and other informative content over at www.theawarenessspace.com. Thank you again. Until next time, I wish you a wonderful day.